the main part of the civil war is against the Karen National Liberation Army, and the Karen have been fighting the Burmese regime for 60 years now. It's this civil war is really at the end point. The Karen have no bases left inside the country anymore, and they have to operate in hiding and also from Thailand. What we've seen since 1995 has been a large proportion of that army defect over to the Burmese, and they've called themselves the Democratic Karen Buddhist Army, or the DKBA. This army is the one that has been responsible for much of the fighting against the Karen now in Karen State. So it's become a proxy of the Burmese military. And what happened after the elections was that a small group of this DKBA group broke away from the Burmese regime. That's the skirmishing that's going on now, which has now spread further south to another major border crossing with Thailand. That's what's causing up to 10,000 refugees to flee across into Thailand.
In addition to the violence on the border, the elections themselves have been quite controversial. Can you talk us through that?
It's quite a complicated election because so much of the prerequisites for the election were set up in the previous years through a constitution that stopped a lot of people from being allowed to stand for election. Within the voting itself, there were about 1.5 million people who were not allowed to vote because they lived in parts of the country that the military regime didn't feel they had sufficient control over. And then, of course, there's also a civil war occurring in the east of the country, and that has, of course, flared up post-election. So within the main part of the country, there has been lots of reports of voter intimidation, of coercion, of vote buying, and of ballot rigging.
Okay. Now, Aung San Suu Kyi and her political party, the NLD, they didn't participate in the election. Where do things stand with her and her party?
Well, her party was officially deregistered, so it no longer exists as an official political party. And Aung San Suu Kyi was not allowed to stand for election because she is a political prisoner. And anyone who has been convicted as a political prisoner, according to the Constitution, is not allowed to stand for office. Now, she is due to be released on the 13th of November, and it seems probable that she will be released, and she's made it very clear that once she's released, she's not going to be quiet, that she's going to be out there talking about, campaigning about a return to democracy, about the illegality of the Constitution and of the election. And she, the NLD have very publicly called for boycotting the elections, and it seems that those calls were heeded by much of the population. On the issue of what will happen to Burma in general with the elections, we've now seen, for the first time in 20 years, some Democrats being elected to a parliament. And that means that over time, more people will talk about politics, more people will have the courage to vote for Democratic groups, more people will find the money together to register as political candidates. So over time, we should see a bigger political voice being allowed by the regime than just the military voice that we've heard for 20 years. So that's very good news. And although we may not see changes immediately, in the medium term, what's happened has, even though it's been a very flawed process, we are seeing Democrats elected, and that's a cause of good celebration in Burma, and it will mean that eventually the political space will be wider.